Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! What's going on? My name's Hartzell. That's Kitty. This right here. This is Casey Morning Show. What's going on, Kitty?
Oh, it's happening.
What is happening?
Life.
Life is going on?
It's freaking December.
The year's over, which is a good thing this time. How you vibing? How you chilling? How you living? Fill me in.
I am ready to be done with the semester.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be on the home stretch, right?
Few days.
How them grades looking, girl?
Good. I'm actually making an appointment to return a book that I didn't need.
I'm guessing that book you didn't need was, what, $7,000? For the privilege and
something
the pleasure?
Like that, yeah, just to rent it.
You want
to
do a weather dealio, Kitty?
Yep.
Let's do this on this Wednesday, this hump day. Baby! Yo, high today, 64. Sunny and 64, for real? Winds light and variable. In December, what the hell is going on? Wow. Kitty,
damn.
That championship UV index out of 10, what is it?
Two.
Bingo.
I knew it.
You nailed
it. It's been two for the last 3 weeks.
It's been two for about 2 months now. Sunset tonight, Kitty, 4:55. This evening, you're low, 36. Let's take a look here, Kitty. What kind of moon is it tonight? I'm in a moon mood. Let's see. What's today, Kitty, the 9th?
Today is the 9th.
All right, so it says on the 3rd we were in a third quarter, and on the 14th we're going to be in a new moon. So what's in between there on the 9th? What do you call that?
I don't know.
Third quarter part 1, third quarter part 2.
This is not Twilight, but I appreciate where you're going. I saw someone post on Tumblr last night, and of course they were in Poland, so I had to look up the time difference, and then that got me even more intrigued.
Uh-huh.
They posted about how absurd it was that they had to be at work at 8. She was like, it's still dark at 7 o'clock. Why do I have to be at work at 8? You know, why don't we hibernate more in the winter and go by the rules of sunlight, you know?
Sun up to sun down.
Literally.
I'm okay with this.
We should be sleeping and resting more. It's cold. There's a reason I don't want to get up.
And that whole hibernating thing? Genius.
So,
genius.
Yeah, when I woke up this morning and I saw that it was like 7 a.m. and the sun hadn't risen, I was like, oh my God, it's just like Poland.
Finally, we relate. You got a chance to experience something with me last night that, you know, I've never had a child and I don't wish to have one anytime soon. But, you know, there's certain feelings they say that you have to, you know, you got to have a child to know what it's like. And I'm not going to name names because, you know, they're old school. But when you get a chance to smoke up a family member, it's just, I'm a proud boy. I'm a proud Hartzell today.
Yeah.
Very proud.
You're a proud relative.
That's right. A proud relative. Had to show that person the ropes. Had to show that person the form.
It was good because they really didn't want us to know, even though we knew they'd gotten their medical card.
Mm-hmm. It was all done legally.
It was all done very,
the right
very
way.
Legally. Yes. I mean, the
tax
law,
and regulate that.
The laws, they love it.
Ooh, what was it again? Let's look that up.
It was a blend of orange juice and Girl Scout cookies, formerly known as orange cookies.
Who loves orange cookies?
Your family member does.
My aforementioned family member loves orange cookies.
It's a euphoric,
okay,
and calming buzz.
So is that like a hybrid? It's got it. That's a little
yes,
bit of both.
It's a hybrid. It leans more on the upside.
Okay.
For our
aforementioned
family member and our
well, hold on now. Is aforementioned family member are they okay? I was so excited that I didn't think to ask. Why aforementioned family member had made that first step? Oh my God.
Well, aforementioned family member had been speaking of this for a while.
True.
And also, I can't help but notice, but aforementioned family member was putting up Christmas and I found their old wedding ornaments in the basement.
Oh God. Aforementions and aforementions feels again. Oh. All right. Yeah, I need to send some text messages, don't I? Well, you know what? No. Listen, this is still a good thing. This is the first step into a much larger world aforementioned family member, and I am proud of them. And together, we shall rule the galaxy together.
Yeah, we...
As aforementioned family member and son.
Yep.
Kitty, you got a haircut, girl. You doing the damn thing.
Well, not the thing. Don't say that because people will expect me to have a buzz cut with a unicorn in my hair or something. That ain't happening.
Well, I'm into that. But I'm into that.
I am going to get the old locks trimmed up a bit. Safe as heck. I'm going to wear my double masks.
Double mask.
I've only had one haircut during the entire pandemic, and I know that's still too much.
I'm thinking high and tight, maybe do a little box cut, Fresh Prince it. Little kid in play circa 91.
You're lying. So hard.
You know I'm basic. I'm a basic man. I think you can rock a bangs look. I think that's nice.
See, and that's what I'm thinking is like every time I get bored, I'm in the process of growing my hair out really because I saw the movie Blow with Penelope Cruz. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's a totally off her rocker, but her hair is like down to her ass and she's pregnant and she's wearing this red dress.
Oh, yes.
And I don't know.
She's
just
perfect.
But the hair really spoke to me. And I was like, God, by the time I have my first child, I want to wear a red dress like that. I want my hair to be that long. Sans cocaine, but everything else. But I do. I think of really long, dark, thick hair, and that's what I want. But I also get bored and I'm like, yeah, let me go get some really short razor cut bangs. And one time I did that and my friends told me that technically, because my hair was short in the front, I had a mullet. So
it counts. By the way, appreciate you helping me set up the tree last night, Kitty. We finally checked that off the list.
We finally did it.
Holiday season is in full swing in the bottoms, baby.
No lights yet, but
no lights.
We did it.
And I feel like we got to get some lights up here. I mean, when we're getting outperformed by the haunted houses, Kitty, I mean, that's unacceptable.
Yeah.
I refuse.
There's a lot of lights down here that I didn't realize. Mm-hmm. I wonder how they put them up there. You know, do you think they have like a light cannon like Martha May Huvier, and they're like, bum, 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 bum. You know what I mean?
I'm going to Sharpie that into my mind. That is exactly what happened now. That's Thank exactly
it.
The scene.
I picture it when I drive through there.
So now, Kitty, we're in the season. We're ready to go. That got me thinking, you know, as it tends to do, Kitty. Not only got me thinking, it got me putting together a list.
You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
Yeah, here we go. My name's Hartzell. This is my list. What is America's favorite winter beverage?
If you say eggnog, I will lose my shit.
Hey, you know, it's on the list, but is it number one? We'll find out up next on your list of Hartzell. That's pretty good. This YouGov survey of 1,000 U.S. adults who are 21 plus found that our nation's favorite winter drink is... Starting at number 10, mead at 1%. Okay. At 2% of the population, Coquito.
What are these beverages? Mead is an alcoholic beverage created by fermenting honey with water, sometimes with various fruits, spices, grains, or hops.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes alcoholic.
You haven't had mead before? It's pretty terrible.
What are these? It's honey wine.
What about Coquito? I've never had that before. I don't know what that is. C-O-Q-U-I.
I know how to spell Coquito.
T-O. Oh, excuse the hell out of me. I hit a soft spot.
Puerto Rican eggnog.
Oh, let's go. Oh, I'm into that.
Coquito, meaning little coconut in Spanish, is a traditional Christmas drink that originated in Puerto Rico. The coconut-based alcoholic beverage is similar to eggnog. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, the next few, we got a tie. All right, a tie at 3% goes to hot buttered rum and a hot toddy, which, you know, they kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
A tie at 4%, we have mulled cider and mulled wine. Similarities there.
Yeah.
7%. Again, our favorite winter beverage. The peppermint flavored coffee.
Yes, peppermint mocha.
There it is.
That is my sh.
My girl going to Scooters.
Add
a couple shots of espresso to that.
I remember you had one before me this season, and I still haven't forgiven you for it.
Unforgivable.
It is.
12%. Apple cider. Spiked or otherwise.
Yep.
That's more of a recent development for me. I was never really like an apple guy. Like I never did apple juice.
No, I don't like apple juice either, but apple cider, now that slap.
Because I was Team OJ and I'm making a switch.
Spicy apples.
See, my twin was apple, I was orange. But yeah, apple cider, give it to me.
What's an apple to an orange?
What's a goon to a goblin? Am I right, Kitty? Am I right? 25% of us, Kitty, we prefer eggnog.
Oh!
Had some last night, my first of the season.
Gross.
I am a sentimental man. I'm a softie. Y'all know this.
I just can't. I can't bear the way it looks.
I can't believe you didn't even try it.
I've never tried it.
My great-grandma, Her name was Priscilla. We called her Mamacilla. So she'd always have some eggnog. We spiked that with some Old Crow, which I also bought last night.
I think it's even worse that you bought it in a box. I thought you were supposed to make eggnog yourself.
No, I don't do no homemade eggnog. No.
See, that's
leave that to professionals, Kitty.
My mom told me that I should make eggnog for Christmas because she assumed you liked it.
All right, don't mess it up. All right, Mr. Nog perfected it. Okay.
Milk punch. Blech. Gross.
And number one, Kitty, 32% of us, over a third of Americans, say that their favorite winter beverage is the hot chocolate. There we go. 35% of women prefer the hot chocolate. 30% of men. That right there is your list of Hartzell.
To be honest, I'll drink coffee with some Baileys all year round.
I do need to get some Baileys, don't I?
Yeah.
It's that time. Yeah. It is that time.
This is the time of year where you can drink in the morning and nobody cares. I mean, yeah, I probably shouldn't be driving or nothing like that.
Where are we driving? Ain't none of us got jobs.
I have a job. You just got a job.
I did. That's
so
true.
I mean,
that's true.
Still, we can drink in the morning. That's my point there.
I'm not going to lie. I think I got a little sick last night because we had champagne. We do that every night.
Yeah.
When we do that just with dinner. I don't have a problem, but just with dinner.
We like to have a glass of champagne with dinner because we're bougie.
Thank you. We are the Gatsby's. Give me the green light. But my problem was that I kicked off the night with the spiked eggnog, the first of the season. That and the Old Crow mixed with the chicken and the champagne.
Yeah.
Man, 3 o'clock came awfully early this morning. Your boy was awake. I gotta get my stomach in the Christmas spirit, Kitty.
Yeah.
We'll work on it.
Getting there.
Shall we do the news, Kitty?
Let's do it.
Wednesday, November 9th, hump day. Baby, the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Let's go, let's go! My name's Hartzell, that's Kitty. This right, Chia. It's your KC Morning Show. The best GD podcast in the city, according to you, the KC Morning host. You know it's National Christmas Card Day, Kitty?
What?
Over here throwing some random facts for the day.
We didn't even get to make a card yet. We took a good picture in Colorado, I think, though, that we said we were going to use. That was good.
Let's just use that one. Had our Charlie Hustle on and got my sweater. It says Kansas City on it.
That was our Washington trip that you're talking about. I said Colorado.
Oh.
That one when I took the dog.
Oh, that's right. No, let's do the Washington one. It's got snow. The Colorado one just got mountains.
Okay. It also had the dog in it, though.
The dog is great. We can Photoshop.
You cannot Photoshop that derp.
It's 2020. We're all graphic designers.
Oh.
I can use Microsoft Paint. Thank you very much. Kitty, on the show today, a new friend joining us. I think you know her, Breeland Moore, sports reporter for KCTV5. She's going to be speaking at the 2020 Smart Girls Conference. That's this Friday, all virtual, 6 o'clock. She's going to be on the Women in Sports panel. So we're going to talk about that. Also, you got some words of wisdom. Going to break us off some words, huh?
Yep.
Do you have a theme for today?
Uncommon quotes that can change your life.
Uncommon quotes.
Yeah.
Life-changing, no less.
They're unique.
What a tease.
Mm-hmm.
Your tease game has really been improving on the radio.
What is it? Life resembles art? Yeah. Or art resembles life? I'm not sure. Either way, I'm a tease.
You've been able to pull off what you learned on the streets.
Yep.
To the podcast feeds.
Them streets. They rough, but they made me's.
COVID!
Coronavirus cases are still high right now. In Missouri, the state's 7-day rolling average of new cases is at nearly 4,000. We're going to get an update from Kansas later on today. And in Missouri, 19.4% of coronavirus tests are coming back positive. In Kansas, the positivity rate is at 17.1%.
Saw today that Raytown School District, the kids are going back to virtual through the rest of the semester. I also saw this. We heard last week about Blue Line. They're trying to sue Mary Q.
Yep.
Well, on the Kansas side, they're going to follow the lead of Blue Line. Oh, Captain, my captain, says bar owners on the Kansas side. They're hoping to use the courts to overturn a mask mandate, limits on public gatherings, and the 11 p.m. closing time for restaurants and bars. That is according to the Wichita Eagle. The lawsuit is partially crowdfunded by, any guesses for the name on this one? This is the best. I love guessing the names.
No. Who?
Unmask the Truths.
Oh.
It's a Facebook and web-based group of mask opponents.
Ugh. Why? Like, what is so wrong with a mask?
You know what this is? When we don't attack the issue, we attack each other. Instead of complaining to the government for not, you know, supporting us, we're going to attack each other for trying to keep everybody safe. That is what happens. But in some good news, Kitty, the vaccines are looking real good. I'm going to take one. I know I got some convincing to do for you, but that's okay. That's what we should be doing. I'm going to persuade you with science, Kitty. But yeah, I'm going
to
take it.
I just don't think I can afford to grow any extra ligaments right now.
Oh, come on. That could be fun.
I don't think so. I don't want an extra finger or toe.
So for now, we've got an initial plan on how we're going to roll all this stuff out.
Missouri's vaccination plan will be presented at the White House today. Pending the FDA approval of both the Moderna and Pfizer vaccine, the director of the Missouri Department of Health says phase 1A of the state's vaccine rollout plan would begin by the end of this month. Missouri would move to phase 1B by February, which would allow for 3 million Missourians to be vaccinated. That phase includes essential workers like first responders, teachers, and childcare workers. By July or August, anyone in Missouri should be able to get a vaccine if they want one.
All that being said, though, Kitty, you know, you heard that timeline. It's still going to be a long ways away for the, you know, average Kansas Cityan to grab a vaccine. So what all the doctors are saying is, hey, you got to still mask up.
For a place like ours that thrives on foot traffic and customers coming to restaurants, all that's really slowed down. And so having a vaccine is without a doubt one of the best things that can happen for our community.
Even with the experts, doctors say don't put that mask away just yet. The CDC recommends mask wearing even after getting the shots so doctors can learn more about the protection of the vaccine offers.
Somebody who got vaccinated could transmit virus under two conditions. One is they did not respond to the vaccine, so they're not protected. And the other is, and this is where we don't yet have clarity, we know that the vaccine prevents symptomatic infection. Does it prevent asymptomatic infection?
I've had people hitting me up on socials and emails, you know, hey, is there any good charity event? Are there any kind of drive that we can do? You know, it's the holiday season. The spirit of giving, Kitty. Well, I got one today. We got a blood drive at Starlight Theater.
Starlight Theater is hosting a blood drive from 10 until 4 today and tomorrow. The Community Blood Center is organizing the event, and it strongly encourages you to make an appointment if you want to donate, though it may allow walk-ins if they have spaces open.
Remind the people where you're from, Kitty.
Centerview,
Missouri. God's country. What's the Wi-Fi situation in Centerview?
It depends.
What year, if you had to guess, what year is Centerview in right now?
Oh, I've always said that Centerview is at least 2 to 3 years behind Kansas City.
So 2018-ish, not bad.
They did just get a Starbucks within the last couple of years. But I would say, I don't know. Sometimes it just seems like in the ways of like even fashion, they're still back in like 2012 sometimes.
Well, that's one of the things we're all talking about as, you know, schools are going virtual and now they're going back to virtual learning. What about the kids who don't have very good Wi-Fi or don't have Wi-Fi at all? Well, Kansas City Public Library and other libraries in the area, they are trying to help out.
Now you can check out a Wi-Fi hotspot from the Kansas City Public Library. It kind of revamped a program this fall called Internet to Go. And now all patrons, everyone with a library card to the Kansas City, Missouri Public Library system can check out one of these Wi-Fi hotspots, go home, and access the internet. The Mid-Continent Public Library plans to roll out a Wi-Fi hotspot checkout program in about 2 weeks or so. Wyandotte County boosted the signal strength of its Wi-Fi so that you can go to the parking lot and of the library branches and access internet.
I love it.
That's amazing.
I love that.
It's amazing, but it's sad that I have to call something like that amazing.
It's 2020. Like, that should just be a thing, right?
Yeah.
We're getting there. We're going to get there, Kitty. Small steps.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrate the wins, right?
Technology, though, man. I've been having some fears, you know?
You've just been going down so many rabbit holes this week. What's going on with you? What have you been reading?
I don't know.
Nothing. I told you to get off Facebook. I told you. You had some microchip story last night.
Oh.
You've been doing radio too long now, talking conspiracy theories. I don't know if I'm proud or if I'm sad.
Both?
Yes.
Proud?
The Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, Kitty. Back open.
I've got to ask you about just how you found out about the staff members, because there were two staff members that tested positive. Talk about how that kind of came to light.
Well, it was a circumstance where both staff members had already been off for a week, but had been in contact with someone who had tested positive. And so once we got the positive results from both of them, we immediately closed the museum. I think we probably could have kept the public area open, but in these situations and circumstances, if you're going to err, you err on the side of being overcautious, and that's exactly what we did.
All right, Kitty, let's see if we're going to get paid.
We can't leave without doing a COVID bill.
It's an emergency. Emergency means you need to do something now.
We're hearing calls for action on Capitol Hill, but the results show slow progress.
This is not hard, but basically if you put politics involved with egos on top of that, it makes it extremely difficult.
A $908 billion bipartisan relief bill presented a slim window for compromise. It includes $300 in weekly unemployment benefits, provides $160 billion for states and local governments, protects Americans from eviction, and revitalizes the Paycheck Protection Program. On Tuesday, though, the White House stepped in with a plan of their own.
Thank you very much.
That proposal would be $916 billion and would include $600 payments to individual Americans and $1,200 for couples, but eliminate the $300 a week unemployment benefit. Now, Democrats argue,
don't you think the person that has nothing and their job's not there for them and we made them close down their businesses need a little bit more help during an emergency?
Pay us!
We need to take cues from the French.
Read those headlines.
They threw a refrigerator through the president's window because he said something they didn't like. They do not respect that dude.
Mm-mm, they don't mess around. The French know how to revolt.
They do. If there's one thing the French love to do, it is riot.
Let's go national, Kitty.
President-elect Joe Biden formally introducing his team of health experts today and announcing a three-part plan to fight the coronavirus in his first 100 days in office.
It's not a secret how to do it. Masking, vaccinations, opening schools. These are the three key goals for my first 100 days.
He also, yesterday, Kitty, announced his choice for Secretary of Defense. Black fella. Hey, Lloyd Austin. He would be the first black man to lead the Defense Department. You know, that's cool. Representation matters. That's great. Thumbs up. But do we have to keep choosing generals? Why we gotta keep going to war? You know what I mean? Anyway, let me step off of the soapbox and into the auction room because Patrick Mahomes, we may have found the first autograph of a young, aspiring QB1.
For every piece of memorabilia, there's a story behind it.
It is the earliest Mahomes signature to ever be offered in a public auction, and it was signed in 2013 when he was still in high school.
This autograph baseball by Patrick Mahomes is up for sale in the Leland's auction. While the bidding war is on, it's the memories that are priceless.
The consigners... middle child Jet, it's unfortunate news, but he was diagnosed with leukemia in 2013. And once news spread in their hometown in Texas, the coach of then 2013 White House Wildcats invited Jet and his family to their regional championship game to throw the first pitch out. And the ball that we have in our auction is actually that ball that he threw to Patrick Mahomes. And then Mahomes gave the ball back. He had it signed by the entire team, including Mahomes. And it's just an incredible piece of football and baseball history.
All right, Kitty, how much you think? Opening bid, what you think?
$25K.
All right, easy.
I mean, it's Mahomes. These people are ridiculous. I saw someone on Facebook bought Kristen Stewart's fingernail clippings.
Interesting. Okay. I'm not going to kink shame, but okay. Interesting.
It was in a plaque.
As it should be, naturally. Naturally. Opening bid, $500.
Oh.
So it could get higher. In fact, I'm sure it will.
Okay.
Christmas present?
No. That's the same amount as that new game thing that came out, right? That all the men want on the internet?
The PS5?
Is it the PS5?
Well, the PS5 and the new Xbox.
Both of them. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, why my girl buy me this? And it's like, when did you spend $500 on something ridiculous that she wanted? I like the one where the girl got a Xbox box, like just the box. Like she literally, I don't know where she got it, but she just had the box and she put a pregnancy test in it. That was hilarious.
All right, Kitty, let's wrap it up with this. This might be the actual worst case scenario. Imagine you're on your phone and you get a text from grandma, you get excited, and you see on the text message one image. I'm like, oh, grandma, she's probably sending me some kind of good night gift, you know, silly grandma. Well,
Raven, this is your grandmother. I apologize.
apologize so much. I sent you pictures. I pushed your name by mistake. I meant to send it to my friend. Please delete that picture from your group. Please, Grandma Baby. Oh, Grandma, when I looked up at my thing and I seen that, I felt so bad. I was sending it to Brian.
What if your Nana did that to you? Because she, you know, she's got that guy that she was on the phone with on Thanksgiving.
Her friend.
Her friend. Yeah. Oh, I would lose it. I would. Oh, stop it. No, stop.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
The KC Morning Show.
You have heard her, you have seen her, all on the televisions, all on the internet. She is a sports reporter for KCTV 5. Now she's a homie on the KC Morning Show. I am so excited for this. Breland Moore, hello, good morning, my friend.
Hello, how are you? I know it's been so long since I've seen you in real life, but it's at least good to hear your voice again talking to me. That it's so strange this year, but I do miss you in person.
I'm trying to think. I think the last time I saw you, was it at that soccer game? Was that it?
I think so. No, maybe there was a Chiefs something or other, but I'm pretty sure it was the soccer game. That was it. And that was, I don't know, last February?
That
maybe?
Was a lifetime ago. That was moons and moons ago. You were like one of the few athletes on the field, whereas like myself and Pete, we were just really just, we're there to get our steps in and just not die.
I didn't even know. I never played soccer before, so I didn't even know that I was doing a good job. So I appreciate you telling me that because I wasn't quite sure. And Dani Welniak is very intimidating. I love her. She is like my partner in crime in our sports office. But man, can she be intimidating on the field? Because I know she's just like stellar, killer athlete. So I appreciate you telling me that.
She's an actual champ. I mean, like the intimidation factor, the flex when she just stepped on the field. I mean, what are we supposed to do? Just
exactly.
Get out of the way.
So, as long as I looked like I was athletic out there, that I'll take it. I'll take it from you today.
Well, hey, this is one of the few times where I am so happy to have Twitter because I saw on our feed that you have some things going on this Friday that I want to talk about. You're going to be in the 2020 Smart Girls Challenge. You're going to be a part of the Women in Sports panel. You are an expert in this because you are a woman in sports and you are excellent at your job.
Thank you.
Fill us in.
Yeah, I'm super excited. So the Boys and Girls Club of Kansas City reached out to me and asked me if I wanted to be a part of this. And of course, I said, absolutely. Growing up, I'm not from Kansas City. I'm from Southeast Pennsylvania, but you know, I was heavily involved in the Boys and Girls Club back home. And it's just a great organization. So of course, I'm super willing to lend a helping hand. And the Smart Girls Conference is one of those things where it just really encompasses everything. They have a Women in Sports panel, but that's not all. There's also a Women in Business panel. They're teaching yoga. It's going to be so much fun in all of these breakout sessions, but it's for girls ages 12 to 18. And I don't know about you, but growing up, I always wanted to be in the position that I am now. I always wanted to be a sports broadcaster, but unfortunately growing up, there weren't a lot of women doing local sports that I grew up with and was familiar with. You kind of saw the Erin Andrewses and things like that on network, but you didn't really see that in a local capacity or were able to reach out to local women in sports. And you especially did not see women of color doing sports. Mm-hmm. And that's still a problem today in a lot of local media. I'm so grateful that I, you know, number one, occupy and represent those spaces. And hopefully, you know, someone who looks at me, I identify as biracial. And there's certainly, that was not a thing for me growing up to see a biracial, you know, sports anchor, you know, killing it on the regional TV. So I hope that these young girls can be able to pick my brain and see that they are more than capable of doing exactly what I'm doing as well. So I'm just so, so, so excited. It's going to be so much fun. And I cannot wait to see what this is all about. There's so many awesome people involved. And I just can't wait. It's going to be so exciting.
Well, just so you know, you are also killing it, my friend. And the event takes place, like we said, this Friday, 6:00. And all the details can be found on the Eventbrite. So go get signed up. It's all virtual, which means it's so easy to do. It's a Friday night. It's free.
And it's free.
It's free. Come on, y'all. Let's go. Let's go. So I know this is a loaded question, but can you explain to us or just tell us some of your experiences? I know you've broken so many barriers already, but I think sometimes we forget that when you break those barriers, you still got to live the rest of your life in real time without a playbook. And at that point, you know, we've moved on to the next story. So if you don't mind, just can you kind of tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's been quite a challenge. I remember walking into, and it's not a knock on that organization or any of their media staff. I think that the media who cover the Buffalo Bills do an outstanding job. But that being said, I remember walking into that room for the very first time and I saw no one of color and only one other woman who was quickly became my best friend in that market. But that being said, I mean, the room was full of 50 people and there's two women and I'm the only person who can identify as non-white. That's a problem. Luckily, things have gotten a lot better there and a lot better in the industry, but we still have such a far way to go. And I think it's really important to remember that newsrooms and areas like that where we work in media need to reflect the people that we're serving. And the more people who look like us, the general population on TV, we're better off for it. And unfortunately, that just wasn't the case growing up, and it certainly wasn't the case in the first couple of years of my career, but I've gotten so much positive feedback from women and girls who are appreciative that I wear my hair curly on air, or that, you know, I don't look like your very stereotypical sports anchor. And that's so huge to me because representation definitely matters. And so that's why this event is just so close to my heart, because it's one of those things where I didn't have those resources and that access growing up. And so I want to give back and inspire the people who are coming after me that they can do this too. And that they, you know, more importantly, feel welcome in this space that traditionally hasn't welcomed people that weren't straight white men, you know? So I think that's so, so important to kind of reach out and make that connection and encourage the next generation to follow in your footsteps and do even more than what you are capable of doing right now in 2020.
So what do we do? Because I feel like, you know, I've heard that so many times where, you know, I think the consensus now is, you know, we're doing better, but we still have so much more work to do. So what is that work to do? Like, how do we do that? Like, how do I, as a dude, you know, without pandering or not knowing my place or overstepping, what do I do? What do we all do to help change the narrative, or I guess maybe correct the narrative? Maybe that's a better way to put it.
The best way is to recognize that there is a space for women in sports. And you see it on Twitter, right? I think that's where it's the most glaring and most upsetting is when you see the troll accounts going after women who are working in sports and doing their job as if they can't do their job without being pretty or they don't know anything and they're just reliant on the stat guy or whatever. We know our stuff. We're out here shooting our own video footage and everything else. And when I go to Chiefs, I shoot all the practice footage. I edit everything myself. I write everything myself. I put everything together. And yes, I do dress up and I put makeup on and then I go downstairs and present it. But there's so much more that is involved in this. And you really do have to know your stuff. And so I just feel as though the general population would really benefit if we just encouraged women and made it as though they are accepted in this space and made it a more friendly atmosphere, because it is so difficult. I mean, you have to have such a thick skin to be in here to take the Twitter comments and all sorts of crazy stuff you get thrown at you. But if that weren't there, you know, and it was a little more inclusive and inviting, I think the world would be a lot better place.
Absolutely. And by the way, a little foundation don't hurt nobody. All right. So whoever's throwing shade, they can kick rocks. All right. Kick rocks.
I have learned that in my career. I've done this for quite some time now. But early on, you know, when you're kind of still kind of getting your feet wet in this, that can really take a toll on your mental health. Absolutely. Am I good enough to do this? Do I know what I'm talking about? I'm not really so sure, because you get some Joe Schmo behind a, you know, NFL logo telling you don't know anything and that you're dumb. And it's really discouraging. So that's the toughest part, I think. And just the more acceptance that we can have of women who, yes, women work in this industry. Yes, women who work in this industry do know what they're talking about. And if we could kind of make that a little bit more of a common knowledge thing, that would be super rad.
Yeah. And can we touch on that real quick? What you all do is so important. It matters. It's vital. But you're also people. You know, how is your mental health been? This has been a weird time to just be in the business. You know, how are you? And especially now in these crazy times where nothing makes any sense. How are you is such a loaded question. But, you know, Breland, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm going to quote one of my favorite people in the whole wide world. Meghan Markle. Thank you for asking that. I remember her saying that on her tour of Africa to a reporter who said, hey, how are you doing? And she said, thank you for asking that, because that's just not a question that we have been asking each other, right? And I think that that's so important just to kind of check in on everybody. I'm doing well, as well as can possibly be. You know, this year has been so weird, and I know that you know that as well. I haven't been able to see the players this entire year. You know, all of our interviews have been over Zoom, so it's so strange. You just don't get that personal connection with the team that you're so used to. I haven't been to a game at Arrowhead Stadium because media is not allowed in the press box, only very, very select media. So I basically cover games from my office, and it's very, very weird. And unfortunately, I mean, you know, I got to be honest, it does take away a lot of the fun aspects of this job, because the whole reason why I wanted to do sports and why I wanted to get in this profession to begin with is one of the main reasons is that I didn't have to sit at my desk all day. I could be right. Going out and talking to people and doing really fun things, and the day would usually just fly by. And now it's like you sit at your office desk all day long on these Zoom calls, and you're not going out and experiencing the fun that makes this job worth it. So that's a little bit disappointing, but I also know this is temporary, and I also realize that I'm not alone in this, that everybody's kind of feeling weird. Sometimes even you'll get the Chiefs say, like, man, we miss you guys, you know, so which is really comforting to hear that they miss us in the locker room. But it's so strange for everybody, but it's also very much a temporary thing, and it's, you got to keep reminding yourself that this is just one strange year. And hopefully, you know, come next NFL season, things will look a little more like what we're used to. It doesn't, well, you know, at least we have a job, we're healthy, you know, everything's good. So can't complain.
Well, I understand the business, so I'm not sure how long we're going to have you here in town. But you know what? Your work is just so, so great. You're so appreciated. And, you know, as long as you're here, Kansas City is a much better place for it. So Breland, will you come back and do this some other time? We have an open door policy, so you got to come kick it again, all right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Anytime you call, I will answer, and yes, we can talk.
This Friday, check out Breland. She's going to be in the Women in Sports panel, the 2020 Smart Girls Conference, this Friday, 6:00. All the details at Eventbrite. The Boys and Girls Club, they just are a treasure in Kansas City, and this is just an amazing, amazing thing.
I am so excited, and I hope that you guys tell all the little ladies in your life to sign on up, because we're going to have so much fun on Friday night.
Well, I'm giving you a virtual cheers right now. You know, once we get vaccinated and get released back into the wild, we're going to have a drink sometime soon. I want to pick your brain on so much stuff.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Finally, The Rock has come back to Kansas City.
They love The Rock in KC.
The KC Morning Show.
Kitty, it is that time. It's a hump day.
Yep.
Baby, let's do some words of wisdom. Propelling us through not only the rest of our day, the rest of our week.
Okay.
Kitty, inspire us, please.
All right. The final forming of a person's character lies in their own hands. Anne Frank.
Oh, Anne.
We meet no ordinary people in our lives. C.S. Lewis. I find that hard to believe, but maybe he said it.
Have you met Karen, C.S.?
The world
She's
is.
Real basic, man.
The last of human freedoms, the ability to choose one's attitude in a given set of circumstances. Viktor E. Frankl. Mm. The soul is stronger than its surroundings. William James.
That's deep.
Greek proverb says, know yourself.
That's it. Know yourself.
I believe every human has an infinite number of heartbeats. I don't intend to waste any of mine. Neil Armstrong.
Oh, Neil, that's a good one, Kitty. Good one.
Life was meant to be lived, and curiosity must be kept alive. One must never, for whatever reason, turn his back on life. Mm. Eleanor Roosevelt. Damn, girl. Spoken like a true queen. To be awake is to be alive. Henry David Thoreau. Ooh, here's a good one from my boy Winston Churchill.
Give it to me, Winnie.
History will be kind to me, for I intend to write it. Oh, yeah.
That. Man, what a flex. That is actually kind of brilliant. Mm. I do like that.
Love that one.
You didn't spit enough for it, though.
No, I didn't.
The mics appreciate that.
If you want to be happy, be Leo Tolstoy. Love that.
Live, laugh, love.
B.
All
right, one more. Sound good?
Give me one more. Let's do it.
Okay.
Make this a good one. Let's make this one so inspiring, so passionate that I can feel it. I want these folks to feel it through their feeds, Kitty.
Okay, I got this.
Make them feel.
So much of our time is spent in preparation, so much in routine, and so much in retrospect that the amount of each person's genius is confined to a very few hours. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Oh, Ralph.
I'm going to take that quote as I get ready for my haircut and really appreciate each stroke of mascara that I apply because today's a new day. Can accomplish anything.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
I need to unleash my genius.
Ooh, unleash the dragon.
The sex joke.
That's a Cisco reference right there, boys and girls. Kids, ask your parents. Kitty, you are a god. Kansas City, you are gods. All right, go out there and be great today. And you got your words of wisdom right here from Kitty on your KC Morning Show. That was excellent. Well done, Kitty. Well done.
Thank you.
Go get that do done. Go get it done right.
I'm going to do my do diligence.
Oh boy. Okay, yeah, get out of here. Where can people find you?
In the hair.
Stop chair. It. Would you just move on? Switch and stop.
Okay. At Holy Hearts on the internet. You can find me. Tumblr, Twitter, Pinterest, whatever piques your interest.
Hey, how's that what are we calling it? It's
lore.
The god porn?
It's lore.
The Hercules porn? How's that going?
It's not Hercules. It's about Hades.
Oh, my mistake.
Come on. It's about the god of the dark underworld and also his queen, Persephone, the goddess of spring. I mean.
What's it called?
Lore Olympus.
Lore Olympus.
Mm-hmm.
So still going well?
Still going strong.
You got anybody in your book club?
I don't interact with those nerds. I read, I scroll, I wait till the next week. I don't leave comments like, oh my God, I'm top comment. No, I'm not that person.
All right, well, don't be like Kitty. You should leave comments. You should rate. You should review this show. You can find us at the KC Morning Show on Instagram.
This is different. You guys should be friends.
At KC Morning Show on Twitter. Yeah, leave us a rating. Leave us a review. You can get me at HeartSoul965. And thank you again so much to Breland Moore. She's so good at what she does. And if you can, go get signed up. That seminar is this Friday. All the details are at Eventbrite. Women in Sport Panel, the 2020 Smart Girls Conference. That's all I got.
That's it.
Kitty, a good day to be a Kansas Cityan, yeah?
Yep. Always.
Oh.
Oh, Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
My name's Hartzell. That's Kitty.
KC Morning Show.
We'll see you in the morning.
I really want that soda.